You are now listening to an all-new episode of Bubble Bath Stories with your hosts, Nikki Trends and Manny Oso.
Hey, have you seen the new Ben Affleck meme?
Wait, there's a new Ben Affleck meme?
Yeah, apparently it comes every season.
Yeah, that guy is like a walking meme. What's this meme now?
Oh, it's pretty controversial. Yeah. He's holding a... Are you ready? Uh-huh. Are you sitting down for this?
Yeah.
A Starbucks cup.
Oh, wow. A Starbucks cup? What is he doing holding Starbucks? Yeah, I thought he chose a team.
Now imagine, if you will, if you decided one day you weren't going to get the drink you were known for.
Because sometimes Dunkin's not around.
Right. Imagine if everybody cared that you got Starbucks. Could you imagine that? Oh, my
God.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Nikki Trends.
Nah, I'm Manny Oso.
And you are listening to your favorite 15-minute podcast, Bubble Bath Stories.
Yeah, and you know, we think about it sometimes. We have a life of bloopers. We call it. We always say our life is like a walking sitcom, you know?
No, I like to say we're God's favorite sitcom.
There you go. We are walking around. We make gaffes and bloopers all the time. But the great thing is that we're not professionals at this, so we ain't got nobody checking us in, calling us out on the things that we do.
I also like to think that we have a great sense of humor.
Yes, we do laugh
so
at all.
We can laugh at ourselves.
Definitely. So thankfully we're not big celebrities where something happens and it becomes a huge thing.
Oh my God, it'd be a walking scandal.
Yeah, right? Me too.
We'd give the Kardashians a run for them. Like,
I've had some pretty embarrassing stuff happen to me, and it would be a media frenzy if it was worth anyone's attention.
Okay, so let's get to it.
Yeah.
What do you think is what experience have you gone through in your life that would have been way worse if the media was involved?
So I was dating this girl one time, right?
Juicy hookup story.
Well, I just say, like, if this were to happen to anyone else, it would have, the info would have leaked. There would have been pictures out there. And, you know, people would have been like, you know, PETA would have been going after me.
Oh my God. What did you do?
Whoever's in charge of like the dogs, as far as like adoption dogs, those people would be coming after me.
Babe, what did you do?
I didn't do it. It wasn't my fault. But I was dating this girl once, right?
Okay.
And so we were fooling around and, you know, I don't know. I threw the condom out into the trash can.
Okay.
And apparently her dog got into the trash and ate the condom.
Ew.
Yeah, I know. It was
it like...
I didn't know that. Completion? But see, like, it didn't happen while I was there. It happened definitely while I was gone.
Well, first of all, can I just run this?
Because I would have told the dog, hey, get out of the trash.
Well, yeah, let's play haters advocate. Yeah. Maybe she was in the bathroom. Maybe she didn't know.
Who knows?
But I would say this.
Here's the embarrassing part, though.
Oh, that's not the embarrassing part.
Yeah. Okay. A dog gets into the trash. Big whoop. That happens all the time, right?
We are
listening. Dog eats the condom, right? Next morning, she likes to take these walks with her mom. And the dog is in those walks. Apparently the dog was not looking 100% of the time. Of course, because he got in the trash, right?
Okay, yes. So the dog is...
The dog puked the condom out. So, yeah, apparently...
Oh my God.
Luckily...
You know... The dog could have suffocated.
Yeah, the dog could have suffocated. And they would have found the reason why.
Oh my God, that sounds like the Law & Order SVU episode.
Yeah, so, well, luckily, I mean, I don't know if you want to call it lucky, but she had the poop bag in her hand. I guess it was unused at the time.
Okay, thank
you. I'm thinking it was unused. Yeah. Well, but she says she grabbed it before her mom could realize what it was. But there's not a lot of things out there that look like a condom. So she obviously knew the dog ate a condom, but did she know it came from their trash? That's the question.
Well, probably do now. okay, so I feel like let's turn this, all right? Let's say the media gets a hold of it.
Yeah, yeah. I think, got a big Hollywood movie coming out. I can't have a single scandal.
Boom. It turns out it's a one-night stand. She tries to impregnate herself with what's in the condom.
Oh, because it was tied off. Why TMZ, did I tie it off?
TMZ, baby. Then, in the midst of that happening, the dog swallows that. God forbid, the dog could have died. You could have been responsible for a dead dog.
It's not within, sure. It's not within the realm of reason, because that happened with Drake. The lady went into
with the hot sauce.
With the trash can, right? And he booby-trapped it.
He booby-trapped, which means it's happened to him before.
Like, so my celebrity scandal is that the girl, a one-night stand, she trained the dog to go into the trash, to eat the condom and not chew on it, so that it would regurgitate it later. She could siphon it out.
No, she does that before the dog gets a hold of it.
Oh, the dog just grabs the condom for her.
Like when she's done doing what she needs to do to make sure she impregnates herself with your baby for all of your money.
Oh man,
she then. Like drops the condom or throws the condom out, and the dog still gets a hold of it.
Yes,
but dies.
And now
the blogs read, Manny Oso killed.
Oh my god,
date's dog.
Yeah, Manny Oso kills his date's dog. Now impregnated by Manny Oso, mother cannot believe it.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Oh geez,
that's the trashier version.
The scandal. Tell me about what your scandal would have been.
My scandal, I feel like I would be in the same realm as Tay Swizzy.
Okay.
You know, my girl be out here dating and everybody be up in her business.
That's right.
So, just for cliff notes, I have been broken up with, this is so fucking cliche. I'm so embarrassed. I've been broken up with in a yellow taxi on my way to an airport.
Yeah.
For my grandfather's funeral.
Right before it.
Right, but like literally moments before I got on the flight for that specific reason. I've been broken up with over AIM.
Oh, yeah.
I have been broken up via awkward text exchange. Then that led to FaceTime.
You've had a lot of sitcom breakups.
Yes, that's what it feels like. So I would say, I don't know. Like, mine would just be silly as fuck. Like, when I go through breakups, I like to party.
Yeah.
I like to drink. I like to get crazy. So I feel like the media headline would be, oh my God, Nikki, trends out of control.
Out of control.
Mickey, you know how like Paris Hilton and all of them had.
So from the sound of it, you're describing the wrong celebrity.
Yes, I know.
You are not Taylor Swift, my dear. You are Johnny Depp.
No!
You are Leonardo DiCaprio.
No, that's
you,
not fair.
My dear.
No,
hold on.
Maybe not. I mean,
not by the ages, but by the media frenzy would be like, who is Nikki Trends with now?
I would say more Selena Gomez if I had to.
We would be looking at you like George Clooney and be like, oh, can she just settle down?
Oh my God, imagine. No, but I do remember this one time where I felt like, oh, this must be what celebrities feel like. I was going through a breakup. Yeah. I hadn't really told anybody, but people got it. Like, you know, my stories were different. My feed was different. And it was Christmas time. And I'm like, okay, I survived the first post-breakup holiday.
Yeah. Went through it.
Why was I bombarded with pictures? Like text messages of pictures of the ex with the new girlfriend.
Really? By whom?
By friends.
Close friends?
Yeah. I was gonna say, was it
Facebook? Hey, remember this.
Oh. I don't think it was like to be mean-spirited. I think it was like they were trying to do it to also make jokes because the like in the picture they were matching, like from head to toe. Okay.
The humor was the intention.
You guys talking about mine.
The humor that they were going for wasn't working.
Yeah, like to me, I just felt like, why are you sending me pictures of this? And then I thought, oh my God, is this what celebrities fucking go through when like something happens? It's just like, boom, plastered right in your face.
Yeah, when celebrities are just trying to look at the news because they just want to see, you know, who's on daytime today? And then all of a sudden, like, oh, now they're talking about my breakups and stuff.
Well, the other thing, imagine if, like, for instance, Lady Gaga's new dude.
Yeah.
He's a regular dude.
Okay.
Who was with a regular chick.
Mm-hmm.
And he dumped his regular chick to be with Lady Gaga. So I could have also been a regular chick that got, I'm sure he cheated on his girlfriend with Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Let's just like, we're going to throw that.
Yeah, definitely.
Allegedly. We don't know if that's true. Just the timing feels right. Then I could have been that lady. And it would be even worse because I'd be a regular person who has to now see an ex with someone who's successful.
I'm going to one up you with this because I've definitely had to put not just my relationship out, like people had to look and see that I was in a relationship, but at the same time, it was fake the whole time, the whole night. See, what happened was I found out I was being cheated on. Big surprise, man. He's been cheated on. Whatever.
That's a different episode. We're going to dig deep on that.
But anyways, one of the times I had found out I was being cheated on, right? And she definitely knew that I knew something. But what else would it be that I know? It's what the thing you're hiding. It's the thing you're hiding. What else is there? Ooh, she might have been accepted to a different college or something.
She might have had many.
There was nothing else you were hiding, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, she definitely knew that I knew something. And it just happened to be the same night where she was meeting these close friends of mine.
Yeah.
And so the plan was originally, before I found anything out, was the four of us were going to have a double date. And we're all just going to hang out, right? Mm-hmm. So have fun now. But the thing is, I had been kind of hyping the night and hyping the like, togetherness.
Wait, can I ask you a question? Were you doing that as like a way to make her break?
No, not at all.
Ooh.
I was hyping it because I was just excited to be in a relationship. I was like Tom Cruise. This is my Tom Cruise moment where I was like, you know, I was excited about it. I was excited to hang out with other people who were in it. Yeah.
If you were offended by Manny's Tom Cruise statement, wait, how do you do this? You can just call this number and leave a voicemail in care of Manny. That number is right at the bottom.
Anyways, so I decided, you know what? Maybe I can get through the night, still do the double date that I found out to myself I was more excited about going on the double date than I was excited on going on a date with her.
Yeah, you were happy not to be a third wheel.
I was like, let me get through this exciting night, not even worry about that. And then, I don't know, break up with her afterwards. I'm not even sure what the exit strategy
is. Okay, so at this point, you already knew something was up and you were already... Even if you confronted or not, you were like, I'm breaking up with her after this. Something ain't right. And I know she's going to lie about it. So I'm not even going to bother. I'm just going to be done.
Yes. Okay. But my friend's dad was cooking that night. Okay. And this guy cooks really good. Okay. I didn't want to ruin the night. I was excited to be over there for what was going on more than hanging out with her.
Right.
But I wasn't going to go by myself.
Because then it's questions.
Yeah, you take questions and then it becomes
an advice. Unsolicited advice.
I don't need to hear that. I'm here to eat.
Yes.
You know?
None of that bullshit.
Exactly.
Okay.
So the whole night, I basically, like, we park and I'm like, look, obviously, because the whole ride to the place, she was being weird. She was like, oh, like, do we need to talk about something? I'm like, look, I parked the car. I'm like, whatever we need to talk about, let's talk about that later, because I don't want to ruin the night because everybody here has been.
Oh, this is before dinner. Out. Okay.
Yeah, this was right before we walked in.
Ugh.
I tell her, let's just get through the night and we can talk about whatever we need to talk about later. And she's like, all right. Yo, that was such an awkward night. Because they kept asking questions about future plans and stuff like that. and we're awkwardly answering. My friends obviously knew something was up. And the dad who was cooking obviously knew something was up too, because he kept asking if I was going to come back later to grab food. And I'm like, why would I come back later? We're by myself.
You know, when you're crying hysterically on the couch, you want to know if he has to feed you again.
So, yeah, I mean, after the night, like, yeah, I'm driving home and I'm like, yeah, we break it off, you know, whatever, did what we had to. But in my head, like, now that we're talking about it, it's like, if I was a celebrity, what that would be. It, all these celebrities that have to keep it going in front of everybody.
Who probably saw the box.
Or even worse, if they have to go to these press junkets together.
Oh my God, yes, yes.
You know, and they have to just keep it up for the camera. Yes.
Like, oh my God. I've dated somebody that I've worked with, and I was like, I don't know how people actually do this in real life. Like, this is a terror. I should have never done it. I think everyone should do it once to realize what a bad idea it is.
Like, nobody is perfect out there. We all know we're all human.
Yeah.
But I think one of the things that celebrities probably get, like, the worst kind of beef about
for sure.
is their parenting.
Yes.
Like, you cannot... be like, there is no way to look okay. Like, every way is gonna offend somebody.
And it's,
but putting it on a movie star, it's like, you guys, I'm just trying to raise my kid.
And it's funny because I don't know, it's kind of like, what came first, the chicken or the egg, right?
Yeah.
You see how other people parent, mm-hmm. and you're like, that's weird, that's okay, that's weird, that's, I wouldn't do that, whatever. And then you see celebrities and what they do, or influencers, and then you don't necessarily agree with their parenting, but then you wonder, like, are they influencing people to parent like this, or did they already
decide to parent like this?
Yeah, in an environment where they naturally parent.
Like, were you always going to call your kid Apple, or is that because you're a movie star? You called your kid Apple.
She comes from a long line of movie stars. You know? It was a movie star thing, which then created a trend of all these names.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, in parenting, I learned never talk about how somebody parents their child.
Yeah.
Keep that to yourself.
But definitely when people are in these relationship situations, everybody's got an opinion of how they should be handling
the
relationship.
It's not just relationships.
Yeah.
We have the funniest story to tell you guys. Give me 1 second. Ugh. Okay.
Oh, wow.
So you guys know, this would be a super big deal.
People make clerical errors all the time.
Okay, so you guys know that we added a fun Google number to our site because we want people to call in and leave us voice messages, or maybe give us ideas for topics, or, you know, whatever, right? A safe space, if you will. And so we were super excited about this. We made really cool flyers. We're like, we're going to post them all over town. And then today, while I was making this.
No. Where are you getting these signs from?
Where I'm getting these props, right? Can you hold this up? While I was making this, I realized that the number was wrong. At first, I had put 74, and I was like, this doesn't feel right. So I went and looked, and it's actually 347. Well, guess what? I had some of those extra flyers. And I took a look, and wouldn't you freaking know, can you point it out, that on the flyer it says 374.
She did a little bit of mistake that, I'm telling you, I wonder who, did we find out who we called?
We put these flyers up, people, okay?
I don't know who we've been calling.
Whoever's number that is, we are so sorry. This is why this is a great example of always getting a second pair of eyes on something.
Yeah.
Now, if we were celebrities launching some kind of business, we would have gotten crucified for this.
Definitely.
So we will be taking the wrong signs down and putting up the right one.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, you see, like, that's embarrassing stuff that could happen, that could have been a bigger deal. We're gonna fix that.
Definitely call the right number and stop calling whoever that is.
Yes. Oh my God. We're gonna take down all of those flyers. Yes, we're going to take down all those flags. It didn't cost a lot of money, so it's not a big deal. Yeah. We're not losing out on millions.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, this has been fun. We want to know what embarrassing things have happened to you that could have been worse if you were a celebrity.
What is your own little scandal that you had experienced? Oh, it's
juicy. Here's how you can tell us. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You can tell us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, at Bubble Bath Stories.
You can find me at Got No Time For This.
Or you can hit me up at Nikki Trends on IG. Or you can hit up our Google number, which is 347-878-1144. That's the right number. If you want some official merch, like what we're wearing right now, can you see this? You can go to our website, bubblebathstories.co.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Until next time.
Bye.